Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is hit by the pitch. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Summa throws it back to Lutsk, who tags the runner out. Sisler goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Shultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Levzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levzon hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Shang reaches second base with a double. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Shang moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shang scores. Gaston moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams bunts towards the mound. Levzon fields it and throws to first for the out. Gaston moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Gaston scores. O'Rourke moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, Browns. Joe Schott now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. O'Rourke scores. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Rourke. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 1 in the game. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nays for the out. Sewell moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shang hits a pop-up towards third. Lutzk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 0 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutzk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lutzk moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lutzk scores. Schott moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon strikes out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schott tags and moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Adams steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 2 in the game. Nays hits a line drive into right field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Sewell moves to third. Nays moves to second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Nays scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ekrod moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ekrod moves to third. Schott moves to second. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Padgett now playing second base. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 2 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Padgett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nays, who is chasing the ball. Gerber reaches third base with a triple. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerber scores. Shang moves to third. It's 5-3, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ekrod. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Shang scores. Gaston moves to third. It's 6-3, Browns. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Padgett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gaston scores. O'Rourke moves to third. It's 7-3, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field. Summa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summa. O'Rourke scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. Sisler moves to third. It's 9-3, Browns. Hap Collard now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Sisler steals home. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Autry now catching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Schult steals second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 11-3, Browns. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams bunts towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collard fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Collard. O'Rourke moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke tags and scores. Sisler tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-3, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-3, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Hap Collard. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Padgett moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.